Welcome to the podcast of Westminster Presbyterian Church in Greenwood, Mississippi. We are a community of Christians that exists to make disciples of Jesus Christ and influence the Delta for the glory of God. More information about Westminster can be found at www.wpcgreenwood.org.
Gary? Those of us who are staying in here, we're continuing, we're starting a brand new series. Forgot to mention, if y'all saw this beautiful artwork on the front, this is courtesy of Selena Noss. She painted this, and so we're using this as our cover art during this new series called The Blessed Life, as we go through what's been called the Beatitudes for the next several weeks. Matthew 4:23 through 5:12. This is God's word. And Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel to the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed Jesus from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. Well, seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and Jesus opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is God's word. Can we pray? Father, we thank you for our time. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this day. Lord, all week long we've toiled and we've worked and we've tried our best to earn living, to go on spring break, to whatever we did. But Lord, right now we come saying, Lord, this time is yours. So Lord, as we sit under your word, Lord, we ask that you would teach us wonderful, marvelous things from the mouth of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, come. We ask this in Christ. Amen. You know, it's amazing, right, how some kids, you look at them and you look at your parents and you wonder if there was like a mix-up in the hospital or something. It's like, you do not go together. But then you look at other kids and it's like, I know for a fact who your parents are. You don't even have to ask. It's as if they are cut out of the same mold. And the older I get, the more I stand like my dad. I'll find myself holding my arms. This is kind of how he stands. I'll see myself just doing this, and I'll catch myself in a mirror, and I'm just shocked, thinking like, okay, when did I become like my dad? And we could probably go around the sanctuary all morning and just talk about different things that we have, similarities we have with our parents, mannerisms, same habits, same customs. When the same way, when we come to God's word, we find that God says, my kids, or, you know, God's children, by the Spirit also look like him. Throughout the Bible, God calls his people to be set out as kind of holy other, right? That he says that, as we read this morning, that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people after him, who aren't called to be like every other person in the world. Every other custom or nation around us, we are those who tread lightly on this earth, knowing that, well, the truth is that we're resident aliens here, that our true home is in a far country, the new heavens, the new earth. And so throughout Scripture, Jesus teaches that there are certain marks that all of his people have, all of his true followers have. And what's remarkable is that these marks, they aren't confined to a particular culture, a particular people. No, they're universal. So it doesn't matter where we are in the world, even around people of different language, different ethnicities, nationalities, if we're gathered with the people of God, there will be some deeply shared similarities simply because of who we are in Christ. And I know that some of y'all told me that some of y'all have been around Christians from other countries who look so much different from you, and yet there's a strong sense that you have of, even though you don't know each other, and y'all are each other's people, that y'all are long-lost brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, in our passage this morning, Jesus, as you can see in Matthew, he had just begun his public ministry, and he's preaching about the kingdom of God, and he's healing people of all these diseases that they didn't even have cures for then, and he's gaining popularity, more and more followers. And so Jesus thought it was as good of a time as any to stop before people got the wrong understanding of what he was about, to stop and tell them of and us what it means to be his follower. What does the family likeness of the family of God look like? And so Jesus walked up on a mountain, and lots here, but just at least just two things of note before we get going. One, so in the Old Testament, you know that mountains were very important, right? Mountains were the places where God revealed himself. Think of Mount Sinai, right? God, through Moses, revealing his people the law or the instructions. This is how we live. And it was a response to that God had freed them out of slavery, and they had God's presence with them. And so the question was, all right, how then do we live as a freed people with God in our presence? Well, in the New Testament, Jesus showed up, right, as God in the flesh. And Jesus came, he lived, he died, he rose.